Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions. My guest today is Claudio Reck. Hey, Claudio, good day.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hi, fine, thank you.
Claudio is the owner of Vista Systems. I want you to explain to the audience, listeners, what is Vista Systems, and then we're going to describe how you developed the business and some background on how you became the sole owner. So, Claudio, what is Vista Systems?
Okay, Vista Systems is a company, a glazing contracting company. We're dedicated to doing different glass jobs for businesses and for residences. And we're different than your neighborhood glass shop because we don't have inventory. We don't do little jobs. We basically contract work from a shower enclosure, which is custom made, a frameless shower enclosure, all the way up to a whole building. And we're not a factory, which means we are not limited to the machinery, the products that we offer. We basically go in with the architects, with the owners, and we find out what they want, and we can bring products from many different factories in the United States, South America, Asia, and Europe to come offer a complete solution for our customers, including everything, skylights, storefronts, glass rails, even glass floors, anything in glass.
Okay. And you are the sole owner now, but you were not initially a sole owner. How did you learn or get involved with this business? Where did it all start?
That was many, many years ago. About 23, 24 years ago, I was fresh out of college. I had finished, I had a couple of years of computer sales experience under my hat, but I was offered to work for a person who had many years experience in the glass industry. He was a glass wholesaler. He supplied all of the factories in Puerto Rico with glass, and he had a franchise of a company called Four Seasons. He had a franchise that was needed someone to run the business, so he offered me to run that business for him. And that's how I got started in the glass business.
And this person was the father of your girlfriend.
Yep.
And the great story, because you were renting from him.
I was dating his daughter. I was renting from him, and I was working for him.
You were working. So you had all these different relationships with this person. You ended up not marrying this girlfriend.
Yeah.
And you ended up, how did you end up then with the business?
Well, it's a long story, but I'll make it short. Basically, after she dumped me, and about 6 months later, I dumped him. That's the short story.
And how did you establish the business?
About a year later, I had the opportunity of starting a new franchise of Four Seasons, and I formed a partnership with a person who was working for the factory and with another person in Puerto Rico who was in the business already, in the skylight and glass business. And the three of us started the business. I started as...
How much did you need for that capitalization, for that franchise?
Yeah, the original investment, I believe, was $10,000. And we started with $21,000 in capital. And I was basically the what they call sweat equity. The right. Other two were the investors. They were silent partners, and I was the guy running the business. In the beginning, it was... me wearing all the hats. I was the salesperson, I was the accountant, I was the installer, I was the everything.
Working out of your home.
Working out of a two-bedroom apartment.
You were an entrepreneur with some backing, and yeah. But not much infrastructure.
Yes, yes.
And from that working out of your home, what was the next step in terms of infrastructure?
Well, I hired an assistant, a good friend of mine, to help me out while I was on the road so he could man the phone and do some accounting for me.
At your home?
At my home,
okay.
Yes. He's my poker buddy now. He started off working for me. Now he has a real estate company and a relocation company, and he's very successful. But anyway, the condominium where I was living, some people started complaining because I had installers visiting me. I had Federal Express visiting me. And they said I couldn't run a business out of my apartment.
And they were absolutely right.
So I had to find a place, and I started with a small, I believe it was 500 square foot office in Santurce. And I was there for, let's see, about, I would say about 10 to 12 years. And then we realized we needed a bigger place.
And that was a pretty, I remember going by that place because I knew you from back then. And it was a very visible location near San Jorge, near the Caribbean business. It was
next to Manny Casiano and La Casona and Alpha Rock and so on.
Yeah.
It was a small hole in the wall, but we had a centrally located place.
And a nice sign.
And what happened then, we needed a bigger place, because that place I had like 10 or 12 people in this hole in the wall, and we didn't fit in there anymore. And then I found a place on the Marginal Villamar in Isla Verde next to Panadería España. And it was actually two locations. The building had three different businesses or three different locations there. One is still occupied by a beauty parlor, but I wanted the other two locations. And I was able to negotiate a rent with the owner, and I was able to negotiate for both locations, and we joined them. And so we ended up with 3,000 or 4,000 square feet of office space there.
Yeah, that's on the marginal of the Valdoriotti.
Yeah,
a little bit, just before the España,
Panadería España. Yeah. And we used the garage as a warehouse. Now, what happened? As we kept on growing, I needed a bigger warehouse, so we ended up renting 3,000 or 4,000 square feet of space in Carolina in a warehouse complex there. And it got to a point where we were doing a hotel and we were doing a museum at the same time, that we needed so much warehouse space that we rented another space in that same location in Carolina. We ended up with two warehouses. And as things started simmering down and quieting down again, we gave up one of the warehouses, and we're still using the other one. And we unload containers there. We prepare materials for the commercial installations. All the aluminum for commercial work comes in what they call stock lengths, 24-foot lengths, so we have to cut them and do all the fabrication. Other than that, we order everything manufactured to size. All the glass is fabricated, laminated, tempered, cut, polished, whatever needs to be done in factories outside of Puerto Rico. And sometimes we buy locally also. But windows, doors, everything is already ordered for a particular job. So all we do is we unload, we store, and then we deliver to the job site and we install.
In terms of developing the business, of course, those were the 90s, I think, right? Were the good years. Life was good then for contractors and all. In terms of developing the business, what would you say has been the lesson that you've learned as you've gone forward from those initial with these two investors to today? What are the things?
Well,
that you would say,
boy, days,
I wish I knew what I know now.
Well, in those days, it was a time of plenty. Basically, there was enough work for everybody, and you quoted jobs, and you didn't have to be very aggressive. You lost some, you won some, and you had enough business. And people didn't, in those days, buyers were not
ticky-micky.
Yeah, picky. you would quote a job with your standard margins, you would get the job, you would lose some, but now buyers are getting their quotes, they're studying, they're negotiating the pricing, and so margins are lower. In those days, if you had a, let's say you ordered some glass wrong, you would reorder it and throw out the other glass. If your shipper broke some glass, you didn't file a claim. If you had an installer who wanted some more money on a job, you gave him some more money. And we were basically pretty careless with controlling the expenses on the jobs, and we still did all right. Nowadays, if you don't watch every penny, and if you don't file every claim you can claim when there's broken glass, if you don't claim glass that is manufactured wrong from the manufacturer, it's going to eat up your profits, and then you're going to end up with a job that doesn't make any money for you.
There's no leeway.
So what we've learned now is to be very careful, very specific with our estimating, very
rigorous.
Very rigorous. Yes.
We're going to have to take a break, and we'll be right back. What other lessons we learned. I'm with Claudio Reck of Vista Systems.